Hello, and welcome to the Forward Move podcast. I'm Jamie, your host, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 5, It's All Work. Here's a summary of what I know from being a human for 4 decades now, is everything is work. From physical labor to mental existence, everything we do in life is work. I came from a blue-collar working-class family, and I remember being around 6 or 7, my mom taking me to work with her. She held several jobs in her lifetime, from delivering newspapers and landscaping to running large retail stores, so I was really fortunate enough to be exposed to different industries and a manner of work at a very young age. But at this particular job, I got to help my mom sort shoes. I'd unwrap the shoes, put the pairs together on the rack in the stockroom, and I didn't always get them right because, mind you, I'm like 6 or 7. But I do remember how good it felt when I did, and how looking at that box I had emptied that was once filled with mix-match shoes, it gave me a feeling of accomplishment. As I grew older, I continued to tag along with her to various jobs, and she'd always give me a task to do. I think I learned how to use a box cutter or clear a table of dishes way before I knew how to ride a bike. That instilled in me the beginning of my obsession with work. So when I turned 14, my mom officially signed a waiver allowing me to work. I sold t-shirts at the local mall. It wasn't the most glamorous job, but one I would never forget. From there, I would go on to work in the retail industry, real estate, hospitality, spirits and liquor, marketing, automotive, and healthcare. It's been rewarding to have been able to experience so many different career opportunities in one lifetime. I have had success and failures in each industry and position I've held. And although I believe there are definitely some people who have God-given talents and gifts that help them succeed in whatever they do, I will share this with you. It's all work. It's work to the core of anything. It's also work to be bad at something too. When I began my journey in 2011 to deep dive into my own mental health, a word I kept hearing come up in therapy and in books that I was reading was the word work. And let me tell you, seeing that all of a sudden made sense to me. Why? Because that is one thing I've always known how to do, is work. I just never thought to apply it to my well-being and mental stability. This was the game changer for me, or shall I say the life changer, because I started working on me. I started to apply my strong work ethic in my personal life, working for the life I envisioned, working on the relationship and companionship I knew I wanted, working on how I approach life situations and sometimes unavoidable circumstances. I worked night and day, day and night. Sometimes it was physical by going to the gym or taking a long walk. Sometimes it was mental by journaling or having an extra therapy session. Sometimes it was both by saying no to a social engagement where I knew my best of intent would be lost, or just listening to my body when I needed rest. It molded my future. It changed me to the core and has everything to do with who I am today. Perfect? Absolutely not. A work in progress? Hell yes. I still rise every day and work. I work my job, my mind, my body. I work in my marriage, in my relationship with my children, in my relationships with my friends, coworkers. So what I say to you is work. Put the forward move to it and start applying work to your personal life. And if you don't like work or hate the idea of it, things won't change for the long haul. You'll find yourself beating your head against the same door asking why. And the answer will always be because the work isn't done. You'll get so good in your own work that you'll start to notice who doesn't work. You start to find out who not to waste time or energy with, who to avoid, or who to help. Your life will become your life's work. You can do this. Now, let's get back to work. Thanks for listening.